You are currently listening to the Mind Your Business series, a series where I interview entrepreneurs within the vegan community. I am your host, Shalina, of the Sweet Tooth Vegan Podcast. And for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while, you would know that I first introduced this series last year. So in this second installment, I have all Canadian guests. I'm so excited, as you could probably tell. I always get excited whenever I have fellow Canadians on my podcast. I had the privilege of interviewing Melissa of East End Vegan, Katarina of Dolled Up Desserts, Amandla of Bartholomew Sisters, Damien and Charlene of Melanated Vegan, and Inyoto of Plant-Based Milkshake. So sit back and relax, and I hope that you gain some insightful knowledge and tips on how to build your brand. You are listening to episode 29, where I interview Charlene and Damien of Melanated Vegan. They share their vegan story, how they started their business, and they also share some tips for entrepreneurs. So without further ado, here is episode 29. So before we get into the interview questions, I'll just give you guys some space to share a little bit about who you are, to introduce yourselves to the listeners.
Sure. So I'm Charlene, and I've been vegan for about 2 years, and I became vegan because of Damien. I was having some health issues, and that was the main reason why he suggested me to go vegan. So I decided to. I was kind of reluctant at first because I was a very heavy meat eater. I was training for a fitness competition at the time, and I was eating basically steak and eggs for breakfast and lunch, and then I would have some fish and salad for dinner. So my mindset was on getting that accomplished, so veganism wasn't really in my mind at that time. But we decided that, you know, we wanted to start a family, and my health was more important than what I wanted to do, the fitness competition. So he encouraged me to you know, to make that change.
Nice. How long did it take to transition?
I transitioned right away, just because I went to culinary school, so I had that culinary background, so I already knew what to eat. And then being in the fitness, you know, training for fitness for a year or so, I knew what I should be putting into my body. So it wasn't hard for me to go from meat to going straight vegan. I didn't, you know, try to wean anything out at first. It was just from meat to straight plant-based alkaline diet.
Nice. How about you, Damien?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Damien, of course. I've been vegan about 2 years now as well. Reason why I decided to do this was because several years ago I lost my father from a heart attack, and realized I realized that I needed to make a change in my own health and my diet as well. So I looked into it, read up on it, did some research to it, and decided to make a change. And from there, I could say the rest is history.
Nice. So basically for health reasons, to be healthier.
Correct.
Nice. Yeah, for me, it started off as health reasons as well. I did some research into the dairy industry and the meat industry, and also a little bit of research into like an alkaline diet. And then based on the information I found, I was like, okay, I gotta make the change now that I know this information. And yeah, I realized also as black people, we are more prone to diseases.
All right.
So yeah, this diet, this lifestyle is very important for us. At least I think.
I think it is. A lot of people think that, you know, you're overweight and you have diabetes because it's a family disease and it runs in your family, but that's not the case. It's your eating habits. Right. And I see that, you know, a lot of my family members are overweight and they're not eating healthy. And they think because, you know, my grandmother had diabetes, that's why I have diabetes, which is not true. So we got to kind of change that mindset.
Yeah, for sure. That's a common belief. And even in like society and in school and like doctors and stuff, we learn that health is hereditary, as you were saying. It's never linked to food.
All right.
But yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's, I think, very important for people to realize and make that connection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What were your family's reactions when you both went vegan?
Well, my family reaction, they supported me. I mean, they didn't think nothing of it, even though they know that I love to eat. So they just wondered how I would survive without having a portion of meat on my plate. But I figured that out and I showed them there's a way. They don't, you know, they don't believe in it and they're not going that way. They aren't going that way, but they're not trying to make it look like it's a bad thing or have jokes or anything like that. So they're supportive.
Myself, on the other hand, my background is Trinidadian. So my family was not supportive at all. You know, they thought this was going to be something I did for 2 weeks and it was just a phase that I was going through. And they're like, oh, you're not going to be able to do it. And, you know, then you get the jokes about, you know, well, my sister would make this joke about, well, you know, the cow's doing whatever on the plant. So you're still fertilizing, you know, the plant. So you're still eating really meat.
Really?
Right, which is so ridiculous. So they weren't very supportive, but I see now, you know, they're coming around. They're asking me questions. They're, you know, doing little things, taking out the dairy now, and what can I do because I'm having this issue. So I think I'm an example, and I'm encouraging them to make a change. So I think that's good on my part, and showing them that it is possible. Right. You know, I'm alive. I'm not dead. I can live without meat and cheese and whatever else that they eat. So it is possible.
Yeah, that's similar to me. Well, kind of a mixture of both your answers. So my family, they were supportive. But they were really shocked and kind of like thrown off, like, oh, that's different. That's good for you, but that's weird. Yeah, especially as a black person from a Caribbean family. It was just really weird. And my grandma, she was just like so shocked. She's like, what are you going to eat? How about fish? At least fish. Eat fish. I'm like, no.
But that's not a vegan.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, she's like, she said vegetarian. She's like, a lot of vegetarians eat fish, and then I'm like, well, vegans, they don't eat any type of animals.
Right. And then that's the other thing. They think we're vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan.
Right.
So they would say, oh, Char's vegetarian. I'm like, no, I'm not vegetarian. There's a difference.
Right.
So then you have to educate them on that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking to another person on my podcast, Raw Chef Jacqueline, and she was sharing how, like, back in like the 60s and earlier, as what we know as veganism or vegan, was actually termed vegetarian, but like in recent times, vegetarians, they just started adding on the dairy and the fish. But yeah, it's, I can see why it could be confusing for some
confusing people. For some people, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's good that, you know, you guys have each other to support each other.
Yeah, I think it would be hard if we weren't both eating the same thing. Because he doesn't really cook, so... and I wouldn't want to cook two different meals. Just because, as a vegan, I feel like I shouldn't be cooking dead meat or dead animals. So, I don't think it would have worked the way it is working now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would not.
Yeah.
So one of us would have had to sacrifice. And it wasn't going to be me.
Yeah, I'm the only vegan in my family, and like, whenever my family is cooking meat, the smell really throws me off now. I've become very sensitive to it. And the other day, they were defrosting, I think it was oxtail. And, like, I was just, like, the blood was, like, dripping in the plastic bag. And I really got sick. I was just like, oh, my God. That's a body. Ew.
Yeah. Oh, man. A real turn off now, like, even the smell of it is, it just turns me off.
Well, thanks for sharing a little bit about your vegan story. So we'll jump right into the questions for this series. So the first one is, how and why did you start your business, Melanated Vegan?
Oh, well. people think I'm quite funny, so, and sarcastic, so,
sarcastic,
yes, very sarcastic, and creative.
Not so much.
I think I'm both. So I decided I wanted to help encourage, you know, people in our community, the Black community, first off, to, you know, to make a healthier lifestyle change. And I thought that would be a good idea with, you know, putting out those slogans, you know, those funny slogans that, you know, that we're used to kind of hearing, but make it vegan. So, you know how you, like, veganize a dish? I veganize, you know, some different slogans.
Oh, okay.
So that was my thought process in that. And I just wanna to make people feel that, you know, it's not a diet, it's really a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been learning along the way. It goes past diet, for sure.
Right. So Damien didn't think that I was very funny, but...
Uh-oh.
I came up with a lot of catchy phrases.
I said sarcastic, yes. Funny, not so much.
Oh, he doesn't approve.
I think I'm hilarious, actually.
I
He's
could just,
shaking his head right now.
I know, I was just about to say that. Like, I could imagine him right now in person. He's probably like shaking his head.
He's like rolling his eyes,
Yeah.
shaking his head.
Oh. So was it like a like partnership, or is it like you came up with the idea and then Damien just like got on board, or was it both?
I was actually at work and I said, I was just jotting things down that came to mind, and then I sent the slogans to him in a text message and I said, "What do you think about this?"
I just said, go for it.
He said more than that.
What did you say? Tell us.
Well, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
He was encouraging, and it kind of took some time because there was other things that we were doing at the time. So, as I was jotting down those, the slogans, it kind of took maybe 3 or 4 months before I actually put work into to them to get an actual graphic designer to design what I wanted to look like. So it was just kind of just sitting there for a little while before we got things started.
Okay, cool. What were the slogans?
So the first ones that I really came up with was, vegan and minding my own business. I have one dope vegan. Some of them are, some have a little bit of cuss words, but
Do they really? Oh, shoot. Oh, snap.
I won't say them on your podcast,
Okay, good, good, good.
but they can find them on my Instagram.
Okay.
And then, I wanted to encourage the babies, the little ones, so I had like mini vegan and some for the parents. I'm raising a mini vegan, so they're encouraging their child, and they don't feel like they're left out.
Nice. So what was the like actual, I guess, timeline? So like from that text to, I know you've mentioned a couple of months, but like what was the process from starting from that text and then getting, I guess, your t-shirt printer and t-shirts?
So we finally launched in August of last year. So that's about 5 months, 5 or 6 months ago. And I would say in March of 2000 and I would say March of 2008 is when I kind of decided what slogans I wanted. So I was just jotting things down.
2008?
Sorry, 2018.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that seems like more than 6 months.
Not that far back.
Okay.
I haven't been vegan that long.
Right.
Sorry, 2018. And I would say the end of July is when I finally got all of the slogans together.
Nice. And when are when was like your first debut of, I guess, promoting and sharing your shirts?
So that would have been in
In
August.
August.
It was
Okay.
our first, yeah.
What was?
August of 2018. We did a small little show.
What was that experience like?
It wasn't what we expected because it wasn't really a vegan event. It was more of a black-owned event. but we thought we would do it anyways, just to get out, just to get the name out there. And it was a good learning experience for, you know, future events. So kind of was like the catalyst to what was next and what's coming.
So, like, did you get any sales that first event? Like, how did the people respond?
We had a couple sales at that event. Everybody, you know, they loved the slogans. They thought they were catchy. And it's something that they've never seen before. So the feedback was really good. And it was inspiring to me just to see that, you know, the work that I put in and that people were enjoying what I was putting out there.
For sure.
And I also read an article which said that, you know, millennials, you know, this year, you know, they're going to take on that vegan lifestyle. 2019 and beyond is, you know, the year for veganism.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they say why that is? Like, how come?
I think one of the things is it's cheaper. And they're trying to save, you know, save the world, basically.
That's amazing.
So we will see.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's exciting for sure. And even when I see, like, vegan children, vegan babies, I'm like, they're going to grow up vegan. Like, that's awesome. They won't know any different.
Anything different.
Yeah. So kind of going back to the theme of entrepreneurship, what are some highlights and some lowlights that you guys experienced with Melanated Vegan?
I think I'll talk about the lowlights first. The lowlights, always tired, exhausted.
Oh no.
Just because I have a full-time job that's already stressful enough. And then coming home and trying to make shirts and, you know, juggle family stuff and other life situations that are going on with us. You don't really think about those things when you're trying to start a business. So I think the exhaustion, and then making sure you have the funds to do it, because you're putting in a lot of money at first, and you're not really seeing that return.
Right.
And then putting those expectations, you know, you set this goal and then you don't really see it. I think that was one of the things that I went into expecting a lot and not getting a lot back. And I think some of the highlights is enjoying what I do, and seeing people actually getting my first sale. I think that was my highest point in this whole entrepreneurship. And seeing people wear your actual product.
Yeah, I bet. Like, because all your hard work, and then you're seeing it now in the flesh.
Right. Yes.
How about you, Damien? What are some lowlights and highlights?
Okay, well, the lowlights, basically, that I've encountered were the nights having to deal with her being stressed out and feeling like things weren't going to go the way she wanted to, you know. But as an entrepreneur, you're gonna go through those days and nights anyway. So just having to let her know that, you know, things are gonna turn around, things are gonna pick up. So don't worry about
because
it.
Because I'm a perfectionist.
That's everyone. So some of the highlights will basically be the opposite of that. You know, seeing her smile and getting phone calls or texts of, you know, the sales that she's made, or the people that she's come in contact with, that she's connected with, and the shows that she's, you know, been invited to do and everything. So seeing the progression go on is basically the biggest and best highlights that I've seen, you know, throughout this journey so far. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys are very fortunate to have each other.
He's fortunate to have me, actually.
Oh, God. Oh, snap. Oh.
See, look.
That's that sarcasm.
That wasn't a sarcasm. That was that trying to be funny moment.
But that was funny.
Oh, no. Is he rolling his eyes again? Oh, snap.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But... No, I am fortunate to have him. He's actually been very supportive, and, you know, there's some nights where I'm up all night and, you know, wanting to break down and cry, and you know, he's there for me.
I definitely would like to have... not necessarily a partner. Yeah, it would be nice to have a partnership, but at least like have someone, and I think and I hope I'll get there, but to at least have someone that understands my business and encourages me as well. But I think I'm slowly building that community, especially with you and Brown Sugar, Rainbow and Adam.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
Oh, you know I'm always here.
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you. So the next question is, what are a few tips that you could give people who want to start their own business?
Be consistent. Stay grounded. Stay humble. And personal development goes a long way. Just never give up.
Yeah. And I would also say, if you have an idea, don't tell everybody about it. You know, keep that idea to yourself before you can really implement it. Because you don't want to have 5 different people trying to tell you what to do with your business. It's your business, right? Not their business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't want to see you happy. They have their own agenda. And so that's what I did. The only person I told, you know, that really helped me was Damien. We didn't tell anybody. We kept it to ourselves. As soon as I, you know, decided on the logo, we shared which logo we were going to do. And we started the shirts. We didn't tell anybody. We just started the shirts and put them up on Etsy and started selling them.
Nice. Wow. So there really are people out there that are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like their intentions aren't, sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
They're not
is that a word?
Sincere. Right, they're not sincere. They don't want to see you do better than whatever they're doing.
Mm. So gotta watch out for those people. Wow.
Yes.
That's a wow. Why can't everyone be nice?
It would be a great world if it was that way, but you know.
Well, we need the balance. We need the haters. The haters and the not supporters are the ones who make you push harder. Strive harder for your success, just to show them that without them, none of this is possible.
Right. That's a good perspective, actually. Yeah, good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And how about tips specifically to a t-shirt business or a clothing apparel business?
We kind of did things differently because we actually bought the equipment to start the t-shirts. So we bought the printer. Damien bought me a heat press so that I can actually make the shirts at home. So I thought that we started that way just because it was more cost effective. And we
Okay.
didn't want to, there's not a lot of black owned t-shirt companies to do printing. So we wanted it, we wanted to do it ourselves. So just to keep costs down and then to support, I guess, our, we want to support our own people, but that wasn't possible. So we purchased the equipment ourselves.
And where do you get the equipment from?
So a lot of the equipment we bought on Amazon, just because the cost, it was cheaper to buy it on there. So we kind of sourced different places, different companies, and that was the best option for us at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long we're going to be able to do this because it's very, it's time consuming.
How long does it take to make like one shirt?
I would say it takes about 5 minutes to make a shirt. It doesn't seem long, but when you're doing them in bulk, it takes a long time.
Right. 5 times the amount of 5 minutes
Right.
times the
So
amount,
just
right?
to make the shirt alone, just to like to put the image on the shirt, not including the printing and, weeding the vinyl and all of that. It takes 5 minutes just to do one shirt.
So soon you'll need a team of assistants.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
So in the future, we're thinking of actually getting a store, but that's somewhere down the line when we start, building the business up some more.
And is Melanie Vegan just apparel, or is there other aspects to your business?
So we started with the t-shirts and we're going to be coming out with some other stuff too. So but we also do tote bags and hats. But I don't want to really talk about it yet. We're going to be coming out with some new stuff soon.
Okay.
So look out.
All right. Cool. Back to that tip, not telling everyone what you're
Yes,
doing.
it's very helpful.
Applied in action. There we go.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on my show, on the podcast, and sharing your insights on entrepreneurship. And just to conclude, if anyone listening wants to buy your products or connect with you, how could they do that?
So you can find us on Melanated Vegan on Etsy, and you can also find us on Instagram, Melanated underscore Vegan. And I'm not really on Facebook that much, just because Instagram is much better with social media than Facebook is. But you can find us on Facebook.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. You're welcome.
And that concludes episode 29, Melanated Vegan with Charlene and Damien. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Be sure to check them out on social media. And also stay tuned for the last segment of the Mind Your Business series happening April 1st, where I interview Inyoto of Plant-Based Milkshake. If you are interested in being a guest on my podcast, you can email me at info@thesweettoothvegan.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, and my Instagram account has changed. It's now thesweettoothvegan_. Thank you for listening and take care.